The Steve Cochran Show.
You can win not only with great academics and integrity, but you can also win championships.
It's a dream come true for me, and I'm excited about the future of Northwestern basketball.
And in their first ever NCAA tournament game, the Northwestern Wildcats are moving on in the Big Dance. And for just the third time in the history of the program, the Northwestern Wildcats have won a bowl game.
Go Cats.
Well, Dave Bennett, Mr. Cat, let me tell you something. I think you and I are cut from the same mold. We like when good things happen to good people.
Yes, indeed.
We like when hard work is paid off, and boy, was it paid off. Two of the best guys in the business have chosen to commit, really, the balance of their careers to the institution they currently work for, and our friends at Northwestern University. And by the way, Jim Phillips is a genius, but more on that at another time. We welcome Coach Fitz and Coach Collins. Congratulations to both of you. Couldn't be happier for you, and frankly, happier for us.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's great to be back on. Steve, I've missed you these last couple weeks, ever since the season ended.
And is it a problem when I keep coming over and shooting hoops in your driveway?
No, I really enjoy it. The neighbors now, they have a little bit of problem with your bricklaying, but me and my family, we're okay with it.
They do.
Yeah, my neighbors are fine that you don't come over, to be quite honest with you. So you can keep it.
Fitz, when I'm shooting at Coach Collins' house, they just start yelling out, "Mason, Mason, Mason." I said, "No, it's just a brick thing. It's a whole brick thing." Listen, let's start with you, Fitz. You both get offers to leave, obviously. And you're at a situation where this is a great, great university, one of the world's great universities, but it creates recruiting challenges, and maybe it would be a little easier to go somewhere where the standards aren't so high. But you get to stay here, and you get to stay home. Was it a tough choice, Fitz?
No, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. You know, I think the commitment that our staff has made and the university's made to our staff for a number of years now, and I think the statement yesterday was not only are we committed to each other, but you know, especially from the university side and our side. I mean, we're owners here. We're all in, and it's about the people. You know, we're very fortunate to coach the young men, and we get the privilege to recruit here. And I look at it the other way around. We've got the best job in the country here as the coaching staff. When you get to coach motivated guys in all aspects of their lives, you're not an overpaid babysitter. You're a developer, and there's huge value in that, and it makes your life really special from a teaching and a coaching standpoint. So very thankful to the university, humbled to have the role and responsibility, but incredibly, incredibly proud of our young men and our staff, and excited for the future.
Chris, the one thing that never ends in your business is recruiting. I mean, aside from a few down periods, you're always looking for the next guy. How does the long-term commitment help you when you go into a living room and talk to a high school player?
Well, I think it just shows, like Fitz says, we're asking these young men to be committed to what we're talking about, and for us to back up our own words with our actions, I think speaks volumes, for both of us to say, look, we're here. You know, this is where we want to be. This not only where we want to be, but both of us believe that we can win championships. And I think that's the next step, for us is to get into that conversation. Are we there yet? No. Do we have a lot of work to do? Yes. But I think we've shown some great strides over these past 4 years, and it's all about getting the right guys, not necessarily the highest rated or the most highly touted. But, I think we talk so much at Northwestern about fit, and that's the case. And I know for me as a coach, this is the right fit for me, and I'm very happy, and I love what we're building. And, hopefully we can continue to move in the right direction here for many years.
Coach Collins, one thing that this does do, barring NCAA restrictions, and of course, who knows with the NCAA, but based on the term of your deal, you can now start recruiting children that were conceived in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it's a nice thing, it's and I know Fitz talked about it yesterday a little bit in our press conference. It's great to be able now, to tell some of these guys we're recruiting, look, I'm going to be your coach for the whole time that you're here. I mean, that's not even going to be an issue. And
that's
important, because these young men make these decisions to play at a great university, but also who's going to be their leader. And, you know, that was what I wanted to accomplish with this and let everybody know that I am going to be here and I'm excited about it.
You know, why don't you guys jump in on this? One of the things that we don't talk about much is the sacrifice families make, and sacrifice in quotes. Obviously, you guys are handsomely compensated, and you deserve it. But still, families have to, and I go specifically to wives and moms here, because kids tend to adjust a little quicker. But coaches, when they get up and pull up roots and they move, that's a lot of family stress. I assume either one of you jump in on this when you went home and said, they'd like us to stay for a long time. The family was pretty happy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, being and I'll start, I guess, you know, being from Orland Park and, you know, going to Sandburg and my family all lives here. I mean, my sisters are down in Beverly and you know, Stacy's family, you know, she's one of six and four of the five siblings are here in Chicagoland. Unfortunately, when you get us, you get our family. So that there's some positive and negative of that, as Mr. Cat knows.
No, it's all positive.
Yeah, but you know, this what we do for a living is not a it's not a job; it's a lifestyle. You know, you're all in. Your families are interwoven, and it's one thing for our families, but you know, I think more about our assistant coaches and our support staff. You know, you're right. We're you know, we're very blessed and very fortunate to have our roles, but for our support staff to know that, you know, they can plant roots. And then for that's especially in football, you know, when you're recruiting young men to know, I mean, I haven't had a coaching staff change in 7 years and that continuity and consistency, there's nobody else can say that in the country. You know, that's a unicorn. And for young men and their families to know that we're going to be here for them is huge. But, you know, our family is very fortunate. We're very blessed. We're very thankful. You know, living in a community like Northfield and the families that we get to have our kids grow up with, the education that's there at the schools is absolutely phenomenal. And, yeah, you're a coach, but more importantly, it's a lifestyle. I'm very thankful for my wife, Stacy, and her families, and, you know, more importantly, my staff and their families.
You know, one of the messages that Jim Phillips made at the news conference yesterday that I thought was really interesting is and you guys have both talked about that you've developed a close relationship. You come from, certainly chronologically, you're close in age, although Fitz, you pointed out, Chris is a little bit older. But the fact that sometimes you have what's labeled a basketball school or a football school, and here you have, and sometimes competitive programs within the university, but here you have two guys who are working together. There seems to be a lot of synergy, friendship, closeness between you. Chris, in your experience, how unique is this relationship that you and Fitz have developed?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for other places and what goes on there, but, you know, I know for me, I mean, he was one of the first guys I wanted to go to, you know, when I first came to Northwestern. I studied from afar. I admired from afar, you know, what he had done with the football program, you know, under, you know, circumstances where people told him, you know, that it probably wasn't possible to be done. He did it as a player. Now he's doing it as a coach. You know, to me, he represents everything that's great about Northwestern and what we aspire to be. So when I first got here, you know, it was important for me to get with Pat and just talk to him about, you know, what Northwestern was all about. You know, how could we best, from a basketball perspective, you know, sell young men on coming in and being a part of it, and, you know, their mindset as they tried to take the program from one spot to the next and get that winning culture and that winning attitude. And, you know, he embraced me and my staff from day one. It was awesome. You know, we actually got our staffs together the first year and bounced ideas off, and it was more us listening to them. And, you know, it's just been great, I think, for us to have the support system for each other. Being a head coach sometimes can be a lonely spot. You know, not a lot of people can relate to what you're going through, you know, whether it be on the field, on the court, with your families, you know, the stress of the job, things that you have to deal with day to day. And, you know, I think he and I have just, you know, there's a great friendship, you know, away from our jobs, but also I think there's a great respect and the ability to have somebody you can go to when you're going through things. You know, I know from my perspective, it's meant the world to me over these last 4 years.
Before we let you guys go, and again, I really do salute Jim Phillips and the Northwestern administration for stepping up. This is fairly unprecedented to make this kind of a move in the era of modern big-time college athletics, and it means a lot for the future of college sports here in Chicago, which deserves a great, great college sports must-see situation, and we've got it now. But before I let you go, Andrea brought something up because she couldn't help but notice that you guys did pretty well in these new deals, Andrea.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask both of you guys a question, and then I want to clear something up too before we let you go. But normally, you know, you get great new deals. How will you celebrate? You know, I think Oprah bought new bathtubs with her new deal. Some people buy Harleys. How will you celebrate the new deals? With a splurge?
Yeah, I'll go first, Chris, if you don't mind. I'm watching.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm watching video for next year.
Yeah.
Like Chris said, we got a lot of work to do.
You know, Fitz, you should have had your agent explain to you there's several decimal points, and the one that's important has the zeros after it. Go buy yourself lunch.
I'm a loser. I want to win some more games. the other things are for wives. I'm good.
Oh, very nice.
And what was the other thing, Andrea?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The boss of my house is in charge of all that, and okay. You know, staying here. We got workouts this morning, so you know, I think we're both driven now that we got some of this behind us. We can get to work and keep putting a good product on the field and the court for years to come.
You guys are the best. Love the fact that you're thinking about the wives first. But now, as long as we have you both on the line, we just want to clear this up. When Steve and I were on the field catching punts, and I think he caught one, and then when Steve was on the free throw line, there was a little bit of controversy when Dave was doing the call. Some seemed to think that the crowd was booing. And I thought that they were wooing because they were so excited that Steve was out there and we were all
Fitz,
there
you
that
want to
day.
Take this one?
Yeah, I mean, was it a boo or a woo?
I don't have any idea what game you guys were out there. So,
yeah, he's not on the field at halftime.
You know
oh,
what?
No,
that
I
may
it
be,
wasn't halftime. Was
no,
it?
But you know what? That may be the sweetest thing Coach Fitz has ever said to me,
right.
Pretending he wasn't there. Of course, they were booing.
Coach Collins had maybe a better, you know, bird's eye view of everything.
Yeah.
Coach?
Well, for me, it was during a timeout, and I really didn't know what was going on. Normally, during a game, I'm so locked in, and I really am into the huddle. I'm going. But the commotion was so loud in this timeout, I didn't know if something had happened in the stands. And I did happen to turn my head, and once I saw Steve, it all made perfect sense.
Ah, there you go.
Gentlemen, couldn't be happier for you and couldn't be happier for us. Get back to work so you can earn all that big money that you richly deserve. But it's going to be a great 10-year-plus run, and we're thrilled to be a part of it. So congratulations to both of you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for everything you do for us.
All right, take care. That's Coach Chris Collins and Coach Pat Fitzgerald. And, of course, I congratulate you, Dave Innitt. You're part of that Northwestern family. You're Mr. Cat.
Go Cats.